So to come between now and one, it's time to bin the crystal ball. We're meeting Jane. You'll like her. I already do. She's the Bromsgrove foot reader. Well, she's the UK's leading foot reader. She reads feet. But what can she tell by looking at my tootsies? You're about to find out. Also today, stand by for the dramatic return of the cassette tape. Uh-oh. You know the drill. Side A, side B. Get a pencil if it all goes wrong. You can text me 81333, start your message with HW. I'm malcolm.boyden at bbc.co.uk. I tell you what, you can go the whole hog if you fancy it, fling us a line on Facebook. And you can Twitter me too. We don't care how you get here, just as long as you get here. The door's always open. I've wedged it open today just for you. But take your shoes and socks off, won't you? Because we're going to have a bit of feet reading on the show today. In fact, that's where we're going to start the show. You see, last week we had an email.
You've got mail.
It posed a question, and that question was thus. Would you like to interview the UK's leading foot reader, Malk? Yes. Without further ado, I said, of course I do. Her name's Jane. She's a lovely lady. Jane Sheehan. Now, she's been reading feet for years. She's written books about it. She's even analysed the dancers' hooves on Strictly Come Dancing. So she's looked at the hooves of the hoofers. Now she's about to set up shop in Bromsgrove, my hometown. Before she does that, she's come in to see me. Let's speak to her immediately. Hello, Jane.
Hello there.
How are you?
Very good, very good. Very excited to be here.
Me too. I'm excited to see you. Foot reading, what's this all about then?
I read emotions and personality through the distortions that you see in your feet. So earlier you were asked, what does a verruca mean?
Yeah.
And any medic will tell you it's a viral infection and that it's from a deficiency of the amino acid lysine in your system.
Mm.
But as a foot reader, I'm going to read where it is on your foot.
Ooh.
To tell you what the issue is in your life at the moment. And I would read it as a deep-rooted issue eating away at you, and then I would look at the map of the foot to figure out what area of your life is the subject.
That's Elliot Webb, who does The Breakfast Show. He's got a verruca, so he's written a note. He can't go swimming for swimming lessons on a Monday, because it's always swimming lessons on a Monday. So what he has got, in fact, is a deep-rooted issue that's eating away at him.
Yeah, so where it is specifically on his foot would tell me more.
Yeah, of course.
So if it was on his heel, it would be about plans for the future.
Yes.
If it was on the ball of the foot, it would be to do with his emotional life.
Yes.
If it was his private life, it would be the lower instep.
Ooh.
Or the upper instep would be his working life and so on. So different areas, different things.
How long have you been foot reading, Jane?
Oh, since 1999, when I first heard of a bloke who interviewed 5,000 people about their toe shapes and personality. He came up with a toe alphabet. I memorised it and started using it on anyone who'd let me.
A toe alphabet?
So, oh, it's crazy. And now I get a foot before I get a glass when I go to a party.
Do you? Yeah, people stick feet in
they
your,
do,
in
they
your
do
face.
They do, everywhere I go.
Yeah. Come on, have a look at mine before you start. Have a look at mine. That's exactly what I said when you came in.
Yeah.
I had my feet ready, didn't
you
I?
You did.
And I've cleaned them.
And well, I'm very relieved about that.
Have you ever seen such clean feet? Have a look at
well,
them.
Well, I haven't. I think you've done a grand job there.
I was going to say belly dancers' feet. I was going to say ballet dancers' feet.
Very nice.
Don't you think? And you've even analysed the feet of the Strictly Come Dancing squad, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. I was invited onto Zoe Ball's show, It Takes Two.
Mm.
And they had four of the dancers on that day. They had Jeremy Vine, Carol Kirkwood, Pasha and Karen Kingston. And I was asked to read some photographs, which turned out to be the stars on the show. So it was very exciting to be in their presence, to meet them, and then to get to read their feet and know more about them.
How does reading one's feet differ from reading one's palm?
Oh, very different. You've got different meridians in the feet than the palm. And most people's perception of palm reading is that it's spooky and that they're reading woo-woo stuff. I'm not about that. I read emotions and personality through structure in the feet. So I can teach it. I do teach it all around the world. I did a tour of Australia last year. And I'm doing a tour of Israel this year, amongst all my UK dates as well. Yes, so I teach it, and it's very systematic. I can teach anyone to do it.
Can you really?
Yeah.
But what about the folks sat at home now, and you know there will be some, that are thinking, this Jane, she's bonkers. It's all mumbo jumbo. You can't read somebody's feet.
I will ask them to have a look at their own feet.
Yeah.
And those of you who have an acute bunion, and even if it's not a bunion, but your angle of your big toe is leaning towards the little toe, the bigger the angle, the more you're bending over backwards, doing far too much for others, not enough for yourself.
Really?
Really, really.
Go on.
So there'll be a few skeptics now having a look and thinking, oh, well, you could say that to everyone. Well, you couldn't, actually.
No.
And I had a sneak peep at your feet when I came in.
Do you want to have a look now?
And you have a very high arch. So there'll be other people listening who've got a high arch. Now, the higher the arch, the more independent, self-reliant, strong inner resources. And also, Malcolm, you'll find it hard to accept help because you think you can do it better yourself anyway.
Yeah. I'll ask Stu, the producer, about that. So, ER, look, here's my foot. It's on the table now. I mean, it's a beauty, isn't it? It's a beauty.
Yeah, it is. What else?
I'm very independent and I don't like taking orders, really. I think I can do it better myself.
That's right. And you've got a double whammy there because as well as the high arch, you've got an elongated third toe, which kind of backs that idea up. Third toe's all about doing energy. And the longer the third toe, the more you have extra drive and determination that you can do twice as much as the next person given the same time and resources, and therefore you'll hate delegating because they can't do half what you can do. But there's a life challenge with this,
yes,
because you also have an elongated second toe, and that's leadership qualities. So if you're not in a leadership role, you'll become bossy. You lead by example. Add that to the idea that you've got the drive and determination and you don't want to delegate. You can see where the problems are going to lie.
Yeah. What about this bit here? Now, what am I pointing at?
Right. Where Malcolm's pointing to is down the outside edge of the foot, below the little toe, and we're talking on a par with below the ball of the foot.
Yeah.
But above the lower instep.
That's
so we're talking about the middle area of the foot, on the outside edge of the foot, just here.
Mm.
We have what I like to call a hovercraft skirt. So I don't know if you've ever seen a hovercraft taking off. But before they fill up, they kind of have a little ledge that then disappears as the hovercraft takes off. You have that on your foot when your feet are flat on the floor with weight bearing. And what it is it's saying you're making elbow room to think through plans for the future.
Yeah.
And when you put those plans into action, it will impact your working life, but you've not put those plans into action yet. You're still figuring it out. What am I going to be doing? How am I going to put these plans into action?
Ooh.
And it's showing on both feet. So I know this has been happening for a long time because your right foot represents the past. And your left foot represents the present.
It's me hovercraft skirt. That's what it is. I'm making plans for the future.
Yeah.
And what about this, what my wife calls the Boyden toe? It's the little toe and it's curved in. And she says all Boydens have got...
This is hilarious because there are different forms of little toe that are on their side. Now, most people, when their little toe is on the side, it's really obvious because you can see the nails are pointing off to the corners of the room instead of the ceiling. Now, when you see your feet, they're flat on the floor and that little toe looks straight because it's so tucked into the fourth toe, it's pretending to be straight. I move the fourth toe out of the way and it's really on its side. So instead of, if it was just on its side, you would be rebellious.
Mm.
The way yours is doing it, it's covert rebel. It's pretending to do what's expected and obey the rules whilst breaking all the rules behind the scene and getting away with it.
See? I pretend that I'm falling into line, but behind the scenes, I'm breaking all the rules.
Oh, absolutely. I love that.
I love you, Jane, I think.
You have that in common with Cameron Diaz. She's got the same sort of thing going on. Her
really? Me and Cameron Diaz, just same?
Yeah, just like that.
Covert rebels?
Yeah, covert rebels.
Wow. Now, Jane is coming to set up shop in Bromsgrove, so that's great news. Whereabouts are you coming?
Do you know the Wishing Well that used to be a pub
and they've
made it into a wellbeing centre?
Yes.
So I'm going to be at wellbeing at the Wishing Well in Bromsgrove, St John's Street, and I'm going to be there monthly from the 2nd of March. That's next Wednesday. So we're taking appointments for reflexology and for foot reading with me from Wednesday the 2nd, monthly thereafter.
Well, I think you've summed me up a treat with my feet today.
How exciting.
I know, it is. Very exciting. You must come back when you're in Bromsgrove. You must come back. So it's every, what, Wednesday, did you
it's
say?
It's going to be Wednesday the 2nd of March.
Yes.
And then monthly thereafter.
Monthly. Yeah. I've got it. And it's at the Wellbeing. It used to be the pub, the Wishing Well,
yeah,
didn't it?
On
the road
right.
to Asda in Bromsgrove. And she is the UK's leading foot reader, and it's an honour.
Thank you very much.
To speak to you this morning, Jane. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And there we go. I think I know a bit more about myself now.
Superb.
Thank you. 19 minutes past 10. How about that?